Granada Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Verse 33-35, Ityaktva Paratam Putram, Hiranyakasipurusa, Andhe Kurtatma, Swasangan, Nirashyata Mahitale. ఆమర్ష ఉసావిష్ట విషయభూతలోచన వద్యతామాస అయం వద్యో నిస్సత్రయత నిరత నైరత అయం మే భ్రాతృహాసోయం ఇత్వాతా సూర్యో దమ పితృవ్యాంత్ పాదవ్యో విష్ణుదాస వదర్శతి. ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ హస్ స్పోకన్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే అండ్ బికేమ్ సైలెంట్, హిరణ్యకశిపు బ్లైండెడ్ బై యాంగర్ త్రూ హిమ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ల్యాండ్ ఆన్ టు ది గ్రౌండ్, ఇండిగ్నెంట్ అండ్ యాంగ్రీ, రెడిష్ ఐస్ లైక్ మాల్టన్ కాపర్. Hiranyakasipu said to his son, "Oh demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible." This boy, Prahlad, is the killer of my brother. For he has given up his family to engage in devotional service of my enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. This boy, Prahlad, is the killer of my brother. But he has given up his family. Engage in devotional service of my enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. Hiranyakasipu considered his son Prahlad Maharaj to be the killer of his brother. Because Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in the devotion of the Lord Vishnu. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj would be elevated to Sarupya liberation. In that sense, he resembled the Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Prahlad was to be killed. By Hiranyakasipu devotees, Vaishnavas attained the liberation of Sarupya, Salokya, Sastri, Samipya. Where Mayavadis are supposed to attain liberation known as Sahijya. Sahijya Mukti, however, is not very secure. Whereas Sarupya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Sastra Mukti, Samipya Mukti are most certain. All the sons of Lord Vishnu and Narayana, the Vaikuntha plan are equally situated with the Lord. The devotees there know very well the Lord is the master, whereas they are servants. Om Ajnana Tibirandha Shajnana Kalanda Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasvai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayan Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadartakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Shri గౌరభక్తరుల హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ హరే రామ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అటెండ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. Most difficult thing, what is the most difficult thing to obtain in life? Sargalokas? Sargalokas? Easier. So the most difficult thing to obtain in life is devotional service to Lord Krishna. Because If you attain devotion, you have purchased the Lord. If the Lord agrees to give you devotional service, that means he is going behind you. The devotees are very dear to the Lord, Bhakta Vatsala. The Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. So Lord will give anything. Muktir Mukulita Anjali Sevatvasma Dharmata Kama Gataya. Prabhupada Saraswati says, anyone who is practicing devotional service seriously, suppose if you are a serious devotee, you need a job to maintain yourself. So why you are going for school then? Because you sleep, coming late for everything. Coming late for money market, coming late for class. Don't follow anything. You know that I will not be able to stay in bhakti till the end of my life. So then we have to make other arrangements. How to struggle to maintain my life. But if somebody can practice Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, if somebody can Tivrena, actually, if you are attracted to devotional service, it's like a metal foil. It doesn't have to walk or it doesn't have to make any endeavor, the magnet will just drag it. The metal belt doesn't have to walk or endeavor or anything. The magnet, it pulls the metal file. Similarly, if we practice devotional service without anardhas, without offenses, because devotional service is our eternal occupation. Because we are not in devotional service, then we are finding other duties in life. What about my wife? What about my profession? Suppose you say, what about my wife? Suppose you die by providence. What? The wife will also die or what? If somebody dies, other people also just die with him, life will go on. Whether we are here or not, it will not make any difference to the world. It should be very clear. Whether we are here in this world or not, suppose you are not there, that makes a very big difference to the world. Not at all. So, because we are all selfish people, we are all here to find our own comforts, our own joys, our own interests. So if somebody dies, or any number of people may die, it will not make any difference. They thought Nehru, how India will go on. They thought without Indira Gandhi, how India will go on. They thought without Lal Bahadur Shastri, good leaders. Without Abdul Kalam, how the country will go on. Whether such great people were there or not. Because everything is managed by Krishna. We are only like dummy leaders. We are propagating devotional service. Is the public benefiting or you are benefiting? You are benefiting. We don't know how public benefits are not. But when you stay in devotional service and preach, you are benefiting in your life. You are escaping Maya. You are keeping Maya at a distance. So, Can you think, do you think you can save anybody from Maya? We ourselves are in Maya. What is the point of that? I want to save that guy, this woman from Maya and that guy. It is not in our power to save anybody from Maya. Only we can encourage people, and if they draw the attention of the Lord, and if the Lord removes the wheel of Maya, we cannot get out of Maya ourselves. We cannot help anyone to get out of Maya. But we can encourage, please, somehow by practicing devotional service, if you can attract the attention of the Lord, that means not even our efforts. Our efforts are to the degree that we attract the attention of the Lord removes. Can you say, it is pure bhakti, independent of the Lord, and chant from the world of life. We chant for millions of births. But if Krishna is not satisfied, are you going to be free from Maya? No. So, point is, we think I have my professional duties, I have my family duties, but actually Krishna is running the show. Like sometimes that from your home, if you are not coming to the home, you are not going home, but things are going on there. Things are going, they will go on there. So we have to make our heart little strong. Actually, if you want to help somebody, just give prayers. By prayers, suppose you go and physically stay with your father or mother or whatever, but if good karmas are not there, our destiny is not there, do you think by your personally staying there and rendering all kinds of services, you could save your mother or father? Only you try. This is my obligation. Because they have given me birth. I don't think I can really do anything for them. But as a duty, I have to do that. So this duty has to be done by people who are non-devotees. People who are devotees, they don't have to suffer. My mother is having some problem. The best thing I can do is, my dear Jagannath, kindly do what is best for her. And devotees believe that when our Prabhupada's health was very uncertain, but they were running around, doctors and they were making round-the-clock prayers, round-the-world prayers, totally. The Prabhupada also completely. The Prabhupada may stay or may not stay. 82 plus. So immediately, the message went around. We should do 24-hour kirtan in our temples and all the places. 24 hours in all places. So the prayers of large body of sincere devotees, that is the best way to draw the attention of Krishna. So we should not have any doubts. The other services an attendant can do, a ward boy can do, a nurse can do, or another neighbor can do. But prayers only a devotee can do. No? Prayers only a devotee can do. Prayers. So, anyone who has become a devotee, what are we doing? Many times people misunderstand the devotees. So much terrorism going on, so much poverty is going on, so many accidents are going on, and so much suffering. But these devotees are so selfish. The devotees are so selfish. They just for their own moksha. Actually, that's a mukti. The subject today, the purpose, is about mukti. The devotees, they don't care. Mother is dying. They are just doing their bhajan. Suffering is inevitable, death is inevitable, and everybody has to undergo his karma inevitable. You will not be able to do anything about it. But really, what can change is the prayers. That's why we are daily, throughout the day, we are making, because our prayers are not sincere, because our heart is contaminated. The lust, anger, greed, envy, and jealousy. So our prayers are not sincere. So prayers can be done, but you cannot fool Krishna. In the heart, your longings are something. But outside, kindly engaged in your devotion service. Inside, you don't want to do devotion service. Avoid service and like that. Krishna will keep us at this. You are not fit. You are not fit to render service to me. So it is such a great privilege that we are all staying in the temple. That means we are chosen by Krishna. Krishna is not allowing anyone come. Anyone can come, but no one is coming. But one man, outsider, one man here. That I don't know why he has come. Maybe the doctor will give some exams, so let us give him the temple. That will be not to come for it. That's not really coming for devotional service. So the point is, human life is meant for supplicating to God. Human life, our body will fail. Our abilities are only so much. What can you achieve in this world? Whenever my thoughts go here and there, actually, what can we do in this world? Our body, any moment, a little trouble, simply we keep crying. We go out of shape. We go out of service. So, we have to work to keep the body and soul together. It should be very clear. Devotees whose mind is clean, they don't unnecessarily. Like why? Why Prahlad Maharaj was smarana all the time? Why Narada was all the time Narayana? Why Prahlad was always remembering the Lord? Why Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur was a very great scholar. But why he is simply chanting 21 hours a day? 21 hours. Actually, you don't have to do that. Everything is already arranged in this world. Everything is all arranged. If it is not arranged, even if you try, you don't get it. That's why in some place in Bhagavatam, it said, don't try for worldly things. Because they're already there, whether you pray or not. They're already provided. So you strive for something which will solve your problems completely. So this Prabhupada here is saying about mukti. Mukti means many types. Depending, it depends. पर सफरिंग में मुक्ति मीन्स बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम सफरिंग एंड फॉर ए नॉलेज इन में मुक्ति मीन्स बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम मटेरियल बॉन्डेज at one level suffering, if you don't have suffering, then I am free from suffering. And then I am free from cycle of birth and death. And mukti also means going to heavenly planets. We don't come back here, go to heavenly planet. That is also. But real mukti is not become free from suffering, not become free from cycle of birth and death, not going to heavenly planets. Real mukti means coming in contact with the Lord. That is real mukti. As long as you don't come in contact with Krishna, your mukti is only just like you fly in the sky. You fly. It looks like you are off the ground. No? But that. You are sure to come down. See, I am off the ground. Wait 2 minutes, 1 minute, you are dead. So all this mukti, going to heavenly planets and merging, freedom from suffering is for a short while. And going to heavenly planets is for a longer time, but that's also not permanent. And merging is called impersonal liberation, merging in the effulgence of the Lord. There also it's a very long time, very satisfying. But ultimately you are not satisfied, because that is not your original life to follow. So barring this kind of understanding about the mukti, your real mukti is there. Yeah, Prabhupada is mentioning several types of mukti. And for devotees, mukti is one of the anarthas. There are anartha chatushtaya. It's a devotional service. It's very difficult because you have to transcend 4 obstacles, anarthas. One is Tattva Brahma. Tattva Brahma. Tattva Vibrahma means you clearly don't know who you are. Then how you will perform devotional service? If you clearly know I am servant of Krishna, then you know I have to serve Krishna. If you are not sure what is the self, is the self mind, is the self impersonal, things like that. Is the self God. So it's called Tattva Vibrahma. And then about Paramatma also, there is Vibrahma. Everything is God, or God is impersonal, or God is Paramatma localizing, or Vishnu is God, Krishna is God. Very clearly you are supposed to know. So, and then sadhana, like we are chanting. Somebody is doing pujas. Somebody is doing pujas. And you think I am also doing bhakti, I will attain liberation. But that's not so easy. By pujas, by austerities, by charities, by swadhyaya. What this is, I was reading an example. When you are eating your food, are you sleeping? When you are eating your food, you will eat this much sabji and this much rice, this much chutney and this much rice, 10 rice grains, and this much sabji. Does anybody eat like that? The main ingredient is roti or rice. The main thing is roti or rice. And supplemented by little rasam, sambar, sabji. Already you are feeling hungry about rice. remember your stand 9:30 Sunday ready. Well, when the tongue is used to a particular time, it starts salivating. If not in human beings, in animals, if they are fed daily at one time, when it is 9:30, the animals are reflective. As human beings, you know, we have better control of our mind. So, the main ingredient is rice. And there is little papad, there is little sabji, there is rasam, there is tikkil, and whatnot. Mango piece. These are the main thing. Similarly, there may be charity, there may be worship, there may be some study, but the mainstay of spiritual life is chanting God's name. That is the main thing. If you don't recognize that, and your spiritual life will be dilly-dally. It will not go smoothly. But you can constantly chant Hare Krishna and you remain tuned. You are getting taste. So when you are getting taste, you are tuned. That's, that keeps your spiritual life going, growing, you know, going up. If you don't chant, then it will all become ritualistic. So the point is mukti is one of the anarthas for devotional service. All the people are frustrated in the world, so they want to get out. But devotees, by the nature of devotional service, this world is also not frustrating for the devotees. Because they are constantly relishing the ecstasy of devotional service. So for them, mukti is, suppose Krishna wants you to serve. Krishna says, my devotees should go to this material world and they should preach. You want to go back or you want to stay here? Because you are not happy here, I want to go back. Maharaj, Krishna knows, I want to go back. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, no, I want to stay till the last rascal is here in this world, not attempting devotion. I want to send him, then I will go. Not before. That is a devotee. Krishna is coming here to claim. And why you want to be comfortable? You are not practicing devotion properly. If you are practicing devotion properly, you are not looking for any bodily comforts. You don't care. Prabhupada was always preaching more already. He was not worried my body is weak, I am old, I am strained. No, he's in transcendence. So, I told you, there are four kind of anarthas. One is Tattva Vibhrama. About the soul, about the God, about the process of devotional service, about the goal. This is called Tattva Vibhrama. Goal. Why are you chanting? People may not have a proper answer. Somebody asks you, why are you chanting? What will you say? Where are you chanting Hare Krishna all your life? Bolo. Itna muskurat hai, humko bhi WhatsApp bhej. Hindi. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna? Tell me. The leader is there. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna? No, devotion service is our life, not for any result. We are not doing devotion service. No, if I do devotion service, my health will improve. I will become happy. I will be in ecstasy. I will go to Vaikuntha. Is that the reason why you are chanting? No. chanting is just like breathing. Why are you breathing? Stop. Stop your breathing. No, if you stop breathing, you'll die. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj also told him. One time his throat was very bad. He shouts so loudly and he talks for so many hours. Throat was finished. The throat was swollen and it was sore. And doctor said, you'll be finished it. So kindly, you stop talking for some time. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was looking at disciples. He's saying, I should stop preaching so that I can do. But he doesn't understand that if I stop preaching, I will die. I will die. He's saying, you stop talking so that your health will improve. But Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, because he is in a natural position as a preacher. Devotees cannot keep quiet. Devotees have to go on talking, talking, talking. Yesterday I came into the temple room. Some 20 people were there, they're sitting, and none of you are there. And we are tired. I just came from that place. 20 people are sitting. My God, they're asking who will come and talk to us when the 20 people are sitting. They are restlessly moving here and there. No, they are not serious, but they are. Who will come and talk to us? When Krishna, some of you, let me just I came to meet Krishna Reddy. We were supposed to go to GPR Grand, the person's house. I just came and I saw the people sitting. I said, oh, such a great opportunity. I said, please gather everybody here around me. They all sat there. So many people. They were not leaving me. Go on talking with them. And they attended the aarti also. The point is, anyone who is testing Hare Krishna, it's not that he wants to be a scholar. What your scholarship will do? Because you attract some chief followers. You be real life and you try to convince people of the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. You know, Prabhupada, I told you before also, Prabhupada asked one time seriously, if I do all this, I'm not chanting. I chanted my rounds, I left the mala, and I said, no, I have to do this, do that, or I have to relax. So Prabhupada saw that they were not developed taste for chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada wanted to make them serious. Why did I write all these books, making my blood into sweat? Because you wanted to enlighten the world, you want to tell people about Krishna. You are just saying many answers. Prabhupada said, no, no. Why did Prabhupada write so many books? Prabhupada wrote so many books so that he will come to the conclusion that we have to always chant Hare Krishna. Kirtaniya Sadari. By reading all the Prabhupada books, even a dull man will come to the conclusion. Most of the, half of the books, in one way or the other, chant Hare Krishna. Even the dullest person, dullard person, all the books everywhere, there's a chant Hare Krishna. That's the point. You got it. Do it. When you got it, you do it. So, mukti, I told you, tattva vibhrama. That is one. What is that? Hrudaya dhaurbalya. Hrudaya dhaurbalya, there are four kinds of hrudaya dhaurbalya. There are four kinds of tattva vibhrama. Identity crisis, not knowing clearly what is God and what is the process to attain God and what is the prayojana, what is the result, what do you want? Because people have different things. It's called tattva vibhrama. The second thing is hrudaya dourbalya. Hrudaya means doing politics or jealous or lazy. You know that chanting is great. You cannot do it. because our heart is spoiled by these things. We cannot chant constantly. It's called Hrudaya Dourbalya. Kutaniti, Kutaniti, Masarya, these things, they don't let you chant non-stop. So your mind is dragged here and there. That is Hrudaya Dourbalya. Your petty weakness of the heart. There are four kinds. And then the third is, you know, Namaparadha. Aparadha, Aparadha Chatushtaya. One is Aparadha to the deity, Aparadha to the name, Namaparadha, Vigraha Aparadha, Vaishnava Aparadha. Namaparadha is different, Vaishnava Aparadha is different, and Jiva Aparadha, Jiva, unnecessary. Yesterday, whenever you are trying to throw an insect out, you have to say, if it is weak, you have to be careful. We don't want it to be around, at the same time, we don't want to kill it. We don't want to kill the animal, we don't want to kill some entity unnecessarily, especially there are snake. All we do, like that, nonsense. I thought I should leave you there, not bring you to the temple. Not for an insect. Tamasha just now. Some snake came yesterday in the place. Katipam. Very black stripes and all that. You're just there. I just know that. Some point is to what I have to go there. Very good. So, certain things you have to kill. What the scripture says. Scripture says, sarpa, rishika sarpa hatya. Sadhu reshtati moda, sadhu modati sarpa ka rishi hatya. Okay, this happened in the life of Bhakti Siddhanta. Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, you are on the Ulta Danga, Gaudiya Mutt in Calcutta. You are on the first floor. Disciples are in the ground floor. Guru Maharaj is on the first floor. Guru Maharaj looked down and he saw a snake. He saw a snake and he shouted, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, the great spiritual man, kill it. And Prabhupada, a serious disciple, why Guru Maharaj is saying kill it without any compassion or without any second thought? But then he said, because Guru Maharaj said, you must be correct. So immediately asked him to kill the snake. But Prabhupada had a doubt. After all, the snake will go away here and there. Isn't it? The snake is afraid of human beings or not? You are afraid of the snake. Snake is also afraid of you. Is that right? Except he's going away. Snake is afraid of you, and you are afraid of the snake. So, a devotee can think, let this snake go away, karpaiti tara. It will go away. When the world is so big, you drive out of your house. You don't have to kill. But why did Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj kill it? He did not. Just two words, kill it. Then it Prabhupada remembered it. Why did my Guru Maharaj say, kill it? They are supposed to be kind, the snake will go away. Later, when he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, there he found Modetarapi Sadhushu Rishika Sarpahatya. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Narasimhadeva. Prahlad Maharaj's father was killed. Hiranyakasipu was father. If father killed, any son becomes very happy when he says, yes, the father was killed. Huh? However bad your father may be, when your father is killed, very nice. Finished. You don't get tough like that. If you are a son, good fellow, why did he do bad things and God killed him? He should avoid doing bad things. Some kind feelings will come. At least when a person dies, we fight and fight and fight. But then he dies. you will be popular for the day. Let us talk something good about him, at least. Like that. So, when Prabhupada was reading Bhagavatam, Bodhe therapy, even sadhus become happy when a snake or a scorpion escape. My God, my Guru Maharaj was entire Bhagavatam, they will go up to the so, similarly, mosquitoes. Devotees are very mosquitoes. I think we always kill mosquitoes in India. And then I was wondering, Prabhupada also and mosquitoes must have bitten Prabhupada also. He was also traveling and mosquitoes are everywhere. Then I found devotee was massaging Prabhupada. Mosquitoes are sitting here and there. And he don't know. He had to do like that on the body of Guru Maharaj. Between Guru Maharaj. And he don't know what to do. And he's repeatedly flying here and sitting there. And so like, he's sitting there. Massage kya karega? So he was thinking, then he was bugging by doubt. Alright, let us be paid. Because I'm feeling silly, should I ask our man? Prabhupada, can we kill mosquitoes? The Prabhupada said, just one thing. If something is attacking you, you kill it. If something is attacking you, mosquitoes attack us, you kill it. They give you pain, they give you swelling, they give you disease. So, you know, devotees are not like fanatics. Practical people. So wherever possible, devotees are always very kind-hearted. You see something, gently pick it up, throw it out. It's not possible, too many ants are there, what can you do? The thing is, kindness is the natural hallmark of a devotee. So I was telling you about Tattva Brahma, about Hrudaya Daurbalya, four kinds of aparadhas, Nama Aparad, Vigra Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad, Jiva Aparad. So the three sets. And fourth one is, this is it's called Asatrishna. Asatrishna, Hrudaya Daurbalya, Aparadha Chatushraya, and Tattva Vibhrama, these are the four. These are also four. This, these are also four kinds. Asatrishna. Asatrishna, looking for comfortable life in this world. Comfortable life. Are desiring heavenly planets. Here I want to be a rich man. Anatta. Just whatever your karma, just accept it. Don't try to improve. You are stuck. Letting that little more money, got stuck in the land. Same situation again. Money is gone and stuck. So, don't try to improve your life in this world. You improve your devotion, whatever naturally comes, take it. But if your heart knows, I want AC room, I think it was Priyanka wants mineral water. They are giving a hint. I wish that others are trying to AC train. If it comes, it's okay. But devotees, then we are like uncomfortable in this world. That's why our scriptures say, don't strive for comforts. Accept whatever is life. Then you are happy man. So you are anticipating. Then you are unhappy man. If you don't get that facility, you are unhappy. They say, material comforts. Number two, heavenly comforts. All these four come under what? Asatrishna. Asatrishna is temporary. Temporary, so why should I go for them? If they come by Krishna Charanam, okay. They don't come. You know, the accountant came and told. Accountant and Rajasekhar, they are supposed to go to Delhi. That's a good discussion. They all failed to come in. They are condemned. He came to my room. Please arrange AC ticket. I said, is your room AC room in your house? Or in our office you have AC? What you are talking about AC, is it right? Ask me. Is it right? Most of the time you are without AC. Why you are? And I said, running train, air will come. Running train, a lot of air will come. Don't worry. And by 4:30, sun will be gone. Just few hours you cannot take me. Then, because you are standing there, I said, so, you don't want to travel without the AC ticket? And he said, yes. He directly admitted, so I will not take you. He said something else. He was demanding the AC ticket. That guy, he has a rented house. He cannot afford to AC because we are spending for the temple. Yeah, without the AC ticket, I will not go. Get lost if you are not there. We'll send somebody else. I asked the accountant, is there any ticket in my name with the AC receipt given to the temple? Maharaj travels by AC and money is given by temple. Is there any ticket like that? Is there any ticket so far that Maharaj travel expenditure was spent from the temple? Haribol! Krishna said, when we are brahmacharis like you, we are traveling just like that. Just because I become sannyasin leader, somebody, Krishna is motivating me. I sent flight ticket to Maharaj. What can you do? I should not say no also. Because I am engaging a materialist and a grahastha. Krishna said, it's not that I like to fly. Understand? So, I tell you what, don't go for improving your situation in this world. Asat Krishna, wasting your time and then feeling uncomfortable, you are not comfortable. Second, don't try for heavenly comfort. Third, mystic powers. Don't try for mystic powers. You get devotees, you get mystic powers. But you should immediately, you don't want to. Krishna, I don't know. Suppose you say something happens, you keep saying, you know, what I say, it will happen. Don't get into this kind of things. After Krishna, I don't know, I said, and it happened, like Krishna said, don't think that I received the benefits of something, it will happen. And fourth thing, the last thing. So there are four sets, and in each there are four. And the last thing is mukti. Devotees, mukti, they consider the pisachi. They don't want to come in the grip of the pisachi. They want to do devotional service with unconditional. If Lord wants to go to, Lord wants me to go to hell, I'll go. If Lord wants me to take birth here 100 times, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwara, I will take birth here. That means we don't have taste for devotional service. We taste for devotional service yourself, we say, I don't want mukti. I don't want Bhuta Siddhi, I don't want heavenly pleasures, I don't want comfortable material situation. That's why devotees have, say, their access. I have a lot of money. But the devotees, they say, what is the minimum we can spend on ourselves? We are not, because I spend some money, from 20,000, anybody will challenge me or what? Why Maharaj is spending 20,000? Nobody will ask. But I have to be conscious. Why should I waste Krishna's money? So from here, I am going to Tirupati. If I go in car, anybody will have to go. Maharaj wants my car, just take the car. So it is my headache. I think, what is the right thing to do? So if you are testing Hare Krishna, you take proper decisions. Other bodily comfort will overwhelm you. So this is called Anadha Chatushtaya. Tattva Vibhrama, Hrudaya Dorbalya, and Asat Krishna, and then what is before that? Huh? Aparadha Chatushtaya. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Amén.